36th here this afternoon. Ryan, you were charging through the field, and now you're outside of the care center after not making DVP. What happened from your perspective there in turn one and two?
Yeah, me and the 19 got put three wide, and it's just tight corner. And the replay I saw, 24 took up probably more racetrack than he should have after kind of rewatching it back. And I thought it was just got tight and can't run three wide through there, and nobody wanted to lift, and I got tagged and then kind of collected a few guys. But 24 took up more track than I would have liked, honestly. Kind of sandwiched the 19 into me, but really, really crappy end to our day. I thought we got pretty good. Came from, not starting great and drove up there in the top 10 the first stage and finally got good pit stops. Restarted six, was ready to kind of look forward to the second half of the race and never got shot. And then the guy that causes it gets away scot-free. That's what normally happens. But, unfortunate end of our day early. I thought we could have learned some stuff today to help us for the future. And hopefully we can still take from what we learned today and apply it later on.
What are the emotions like just with all the struggles this season and then having something going right and then all of a sudden it's gone in a blink of an eye?
Roller coaster ride, man. Ups and downs, ebbs and flows. Just gotta roll with it.
All right, that's Ryan Blaney, guys, out of the care center here. His day's done at Darlington.
It is indeed. Pit lane is still closed here as we work caution after the Zane Smith spin.
Goodyear has been trusted by NASCAR drivers for 70 years. We've built our reputation by going above and beyond expectations, always focused on the road ahead. Whether that's 200 laps around a track or 20 trips to the store and back, Goodyear knows we reach our greatest potential by moving forward. That's what makes us better every time we drive. Goodyear, the official tire of NASCAR. Goodyear, more driven.
NASCAR fans, thinking about heading to the track? The official NASCAR Trax app is the ultimate resource for planning and attending your next event. Discover tickets, event schedules, maps, and facility information to make your experience memorable. Get notified of the latest happenings right on your mobile device.
Ready, green flag.
New for 2024 is scanner access right from your phone.
Got a race to win, my man.
Listen to driver and team communications while at select NASCAR tracks. Download NASCAR Trax today on the Apple App Store or Google Play.
Zane Smith, after spinning off turn four and nosing the car on the inside safer barrier, has flat tires. They wanted to put him on the wrecker, but he said no, because you'll be out of the race if they do that. So instead, they're going to put a tow truck behind him and shove him all the way around the racetrack. And he's got to do a whole lap around this track. That's going to be a tough sled right there as the pit lane opens up as they come around to complete lap 166.
Tyler Reddick, Ty Gibbs. That was a battle that evaporated when Zane spun off of turn number four. They were going at it for the race lead. Ty Gibbs, make no mistake about it. So many people keep saying, when will it happen? Well, it might happen today, because Ty Gibbs is a rocket ship. So is Tyler Reddick, and they're all on pit road together.
They make their way in. We start our coverage with Kim Coon.
Yes, and the signs waving down here on the pit lane. Here is William Byron coming to a stop in front of his crew. He was reporting he needed help off the exit at four, but let's follow the stop of Josh Berry. The crew changes right sides, now left side, Sunoco fuel in. There will be no changes on that Ford Mustang Dark Horse. He said he was tight in one and two to fire it off. Then it built free, but not too bad. Also in, we have Alex Bowman and William Byron. Steve Post.
Race out from pit road. Tyler Reddick, I believe it's three wide. Reddick goes out first. Looks like Ty Gibbs is second. Brad Keselowski third. Good pit work for Joey Logano. Goes out fourth. Gains a couple of spots. William Byron goes out fifth. Denny Hamlin continues to fight. A tight race car. Chris Buescher also a tight race car. Here pit stops, lap number 166, as we work our way through stage number two.
The pit stop issues continue for Kyle Larson. Came in fourth, exits the pit lane in position number six. From Darlington Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's NTEC.net.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
It's okay to dance in your waders. We call it River Pants. Real Country 1430.
In stage number two of today's Goodyear 400 here on the Motor Racing Network. Tyler Reddick, team getting the job done again. They pick up the lead after the pit stop. Ty Gibbs second, Brad Keselowski third, Joey Logano fourth, and William Byron fifth. Todd Gordon, what is it about that last pit box before you exit back on the racetrack that they've been able to take advantage of?
Well, the great advantage of that is that you're racing to the camera line, and the camera line's only 15 feet in front of that pit stall. So you don't have to accelerate back up to pit road speed. You've just got to get yourself the nose of the car there. That's probably a half a second of rolling time better than being back at, say, pit stall 8.
And Alex, you and I were looking at NASCAR TV. It's a virtual photo finish coming off of pit road. I mean, there were three cars side by side, Reddick, Gibbs, and Keselowski, reminding us of the amazing race that we saw 1 week ago at the Kansas Speedway.
Closest finish in NASCAR history. It was outstanding effort again by all those drivers, and Kyle Larson got the win in the closest finish in history over Chris Buescher. A stinging defeat for Buescher. Truex was right there in the mix, and Christopher Bell, it was just an outstanding race. Chase Elliott in the mix. By the way, if you're a Zane Smith fan, they ended up having to put the car on the wrecker, and they have drugged that thing through the middle of the infield here at Darlington Raceway. They're now pulling it behind the pit boxes now. Looks like they're going to try to get it back to the garage area.
Quick reminder that if you're looking for places to go this fall, we will be returning to the Kansas Speedway. We will be returning to the Darlington Raceway. Get your tickets now. The Kansas race, just remarkable. It's always good. It will be indeed a Southern 500, one of the crown jewels of NASCAR the next time we come back. A lot of good races.
Yeah.
A lot of great opportunity to see the NASCAR stars in person.
If you've never been to a NASCAR race, come to a race. It is so much different in person. We'd love to have you out here at one of the tracks with us. Field right now is coming to the Geico Restart Zone, presented by Geico. Is your insurance playbook confusing? Make it easy. Switch to Geico and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to geico.com today to get started.
We've seen this movie before. Tyler Reddick and Brad Keselowski side by side for a restart. Green is out. We're on again. Tyler on the outside, Brad on the inside. Step for step back to one.
Side by side into the banking of turns one and two. Keselowski on the inside, Reddick on the outside. This time Brad's right with him off two.
Brad's got to get all he can, because in restarts past, if he didn't, Tyler gets away. Brad is still there. Bend around in front for Brad, but here comes Reddick back to the outside.
Keselowski washes up the racetrack on slick old Darlington. Wheel to wheel for the race lead. They stay off of one another. Tyler Reddick with the advantage. Here comes Brad Keselowski.
Keselowski by a nose as they hit the banking at turn number one. Reddick drives it deep, takes it all the way to the wall. Two-man battle, wheel to wheel. Off two.
Brad Keselowski has to give way. He'll slide in line behind Reddick and right in front of Ty Gibbs, and Joey Logano is right there in fourth.
That is two Fords and two Toyotas going at the front of the field here in Darlington. 14 to go in the stage. Reddick in the Toyota, then Brad in the Ford, followed by Ty Gibbs and Joey Logano.
Logano beginning to make a little noise for the first time this afternoon in the top five at Shell Pennzoil Ford, about a car length off the back bumper.
He runs in the fourth spot. He's got about three car lengths over William Byron, who will now round out the top five as everybody begins to settle down after this most recent restart.
They have settled things down just for a bit. There'll be 13 laps to go here in stage number two of the Goodyear 400. Reddick back up front, commanding lead now again as Brad Keselowski has to hang on to second.
Yeah, as he has a number of times on restarts this afternoon, Tyler Reddick able to push some distance between himself and the rest of the field.
battle tightening up for ninth. That's where Bubba Wallace has the spot. Ross Chastain tried to take it away the last time through. Ross had to back away. He'll let Bubba have the spot, and Bubba will lead him by a car length.
Bubba Wallace right now running ninth. Chastain 10th. Behind Chastain, two Fords and two teammates in Chase Briscoe and Josh Berry. Bubba Wallace on the move. Down to the inside on Denny Hamlin.
Hamlin's got the top of the racetrack. Wallace drives it deep into turn number one, but he has to back out of the hole after he picks up a tight condition off two. A
couple of Toyotas there. You got Denny Hamlin. You got Bubba Wallace. Bubba regroups. He's going to look for the inside momentarily, but Denny slides down and blocks the advance.
Further up, the battle is side by side for the number five spot. Kyle Larson going to work on his teammate William Byron. They flash by the start-finish line.
Byron's got the outside lane. Kyle Larson drives it deep down to the inside in turn number one. Doesn't get him cleared. They'll go side by side. Oh, Byron nearly got the fence, and Larson will take the spot.
Byron had to bail out of the gas. That'll give Larson the position, but it will also allow Chris Buescher to close in and make this a three-driver fight.
So move Kyle Larson up to position number five. Byron back to sixth. It may soon be seventh. Buescher down to the inside. A good Ford Chevy battle. Can't make it past there. He'll tuck in line Chris will and follow William Byron.
He will trail Byron into turn number one. And Willie B actually gets away by a couple of car lengths. So Chris Buescher will have to regroup and form another attack.
Racing for sixth between William Byron and Chris Buescher, now separated by two car lengths.
They are as they make their way up off turn four. The shadows beginning to creep down that outside lane here at Darlington Raceways. The sun, obviously plenty of daylight here, but the sun just a bit lower on the horizon forces that end of the racetrack to have one lane in shade right now, Jeff, as we get down to just nine laps to go in the stage.
You know, we've been talking a lot about these front runners, not everybody having a good day. Those that are, Tyler Reddick, Brad Keselowski, Ty Gibbs, now Joey Logano is a player in this one. He's up to fourth in front of Kyle Larson. But the same names that we've been talking about for a long time. There's some really good names, some really good teams that are having a really bad day and outside of the top 20.
Yeah, there are. Kyle Busch continues to have a rough day. He's back in 27th. And then you look at some of these other drivers. You've got Chase Elliott, who just now picked up a spot up to 16th, but he's essentially been an also-ran, at least to this point in the race. Alex Bowman, his Hendrick Motorsports teammate, is back there in 17th. And I think Michael McDowell and Martin Truex Jr. Truex got mixed up in that crash off turn two, but Michael McDowell is one that's a bit perplexing to me. They had a great practice yesterday, not only on the single lap speed, but their longer run average was pretty doggone good. And Michael McDowell, well, other than right now, his name gets mentioned here on the broadcast only when we do a full field rundown.
Others that are just not having a good Darlington day, Christopher Bell. He is 22nd. You mentioned his teammate and Martin Truex Jr. He's 23rd. Kyle Busch, 25th. Eric Jones is another one, Alex, that we thought would have a good run here. Even in his interview that he had, NASCAR Live Race Day, he made the comment, there's something about the fall where I really run good here. We thought he would still have a good day, but so far, not so good for Eric Jones.
No, not at all. And another driver that I've been watching is Noah Gregson. Noah Gregson had a great practice yesterday. In qualifying, he went over the line and hit the wall. Started dead last in today's race. Gregson's on a streak of three consecutive top 10 finishes, and he's the one carrying the Stewart Haas Racing banner right now. And Jeff, he's climbed from dead last, 36 at the start of the race, up to the 13th position.
He has just had a really, really, really good year. Talking about Noah Gregson, driver having a really, really bad day is Kyle Busch. Right now, Chris Wilner, he is no better than 25th.
Oh, no, he hasn't been all afternoon long, and they have been hammering at the rear end of that race car in terms of changes. Everything underneath that race car to chassis adjustments, just trying to find some sort of grip. Kyle came over the radio and said, this is undrivable. This is something that we're going to have to address back at the shop as they've thrown everything they can at that Chevrolet, but unfortunately, just not Kyle Busch's day. Just when they had a little momentum the last couple of weeks, it has been a struggle all afternoon for Kyle Busch, just trying to hang on and finish this race.
There'll be three laps to go in the stage, and everybody will have a chance to again work on their race cars. Off turn number four, here's a good race for the number four spot. Joey Logano and Kyle Larson are nose to tails. They flash by the line with three to go in the stage.
You mentioned Noah Gregson's good run a moment ago. Two laps ago, he got squeezed up into the turn one fence in a side-by-side battle with Todd Gilliland. Lost a couple of spots, but he has regrouped and continues.
Leaders come off the end of the back straightaway. Tyler Reddick this time will opt for the low lane in turns three and four. Interesting, because he's run the high lane the majority of the afternoon.
Yeah, like for 181 previous laps. Good call, Mike. Let's follow Tyler Reddick. We've got two to go in the stage.
Takes the customary low entry into turn number one, but as normal, drifts up midway, running inches off the wall as he exits turn two to the backstretch.
He'll dive into turn two and then up onto the back straightaway. Tyler Reddick again, about a half lane off the outside wall. This time through, he'll take it right back to the fence and maintain his lead over Brad Keselowski.
Perhaps on old tires, just trying to figure out where his car is going to be good, sizing things up and thinking ahead to the future for the end of the race. Final lap of stage two is underway.
Into turn number one and slides up next to the safer barrier. Plenty of room upstairs, plenty of room off the back bumper for Tyler Reddick.
At about a 15 car length lead over Brad Keselowski with not a threat of lap traffic in front of him. Here's Tyler Reddick again opting for the low lane this time through three and four.
He led the field to the green flag some 185 laps ago, and he's going to lead the field, Tyler Reddick will, to the green and white checkered flag. Stage two is over. Tyler Reddick will score the stage two win over Brad Keselowski. Ty Gibbs across the line third, Joey Logano fourth, and Kyle Larson completes the stage in fifth. The rest of the top 10 in stage two, William Byron 6, as we see the caution flag now come out. Byron 6, Chris Buescher 7th, Denny Hamlin 8th, Bubba Wallace 9th, and Ross Chastain completes the top 10.
And that look at the top 10 and who scored points in this stage was presented by the Powerball. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR, wants to make you a millionaire in victory lane. Head to Powerball.com to find out how you can enter the NASCAR Powerball playoff.
Progressive knows when you own a boat, life on land is a tough sell.
Come on down to land, where you can do things like clean your gutters, pay tolls, and even get the wrong thing you ordered. We got it all. Potholes, people talking at the movies, and don't forget about flat tires when it's raining. It's land.
Life on a boat is way more relaxing. So customize your coverage with Progressive, America's number one boat insurer. And relax, knowing you got the coverage you need. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Number one rating based on 2022 boat market share data from ratefilings.com.
On Thursdays, NASCAR Live goes wide open with some of the biggest names in the sport.
The goal is the same, so the mindset's the same, right? The goal is to win the championship.
And some familiar voices that you might not have heard from in a while.
You know, I thought about going to one of these teams because I'd really like to win the 500.
I never planned any of this to start with, right from the very beginning.
No matter what driver or what era is your favorite, NASCAR Live Wide Open has every corner of the fan base covered. Subscribe now wherever you listen to podcasts.
From Darlington Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Tyler Reddick is the race leader as we're under our fifth caution flag of the Goodyear 400. Stage number two in the books, won by Tyler Reddick. Stage one was won by Kyle Larson.
Tyler Reddick has led 131 laps of the 188 laps that we have run here this afternoon. But don't let that fool you. If you're just joining us, it's been highly competitive. It just happens to be from second on back. Ty Gibbs has led 34. Kyle Larson has led 15. Bubba Wallace led 6. Ryan Blaney led 1. And now Ryan Blaney is watching from the transporter. Blaney out. Same with Zane Smith. Other than that, we've got cars on the lead lap. The battle on pit road has been good. The battle on the racetrack has been good. But Tyler Reddick right now, the class of the field. But I'm wondering, we talked about it briefly when we were under the green. Let's talk about it now. Everybody keeps saying, today is the day, meaning the race day is the day for Ty Gibbs to finally break through and get that victory. Today, Todd Gordon, he's got a car that might just take him to victory lane.
Yeah, we'll see where it all plays out. I think that this is one of those situations. The lady in black is going to reward somebody who's got experience. And you look at it, I feel like as you look at this run, it's going to be 102 laps. We're going to have to go 51 and 51. Kyle Larson on the long run started rolling forward. Brad Keselowski on the long run started rolling forward. I'm going to be interested to see how this plays out.
Todd mentions it takes a little bit of experience to win here. 54 different drivers have won a race here at Darlington Raceway. 24 of those 54 drivers have also won a NASCAR championship. To Todd's point, Jeff, it takes some experience to usually have success here.
We got 8 former winners in the field today. Denny Hamlin, the best of those, with 4 wins. Eric Jones is a 2-time winner here. Same for Truex. Single trips to victory lane for Kyle Busch, William Byron, Brad Keselowski, Kyle Larson, and Joey Logano. They've all been to victory lane one time. Everybody's on pit road right now. Chris, you're up.
And it's Ty Gibbs first to hit his box. The key word of the day, discipline. So far, so good. It's going to be a 4-tire change to Noco Fuel, and they're going to make an air pressure adjustment to free him up. Kyle Larson leaning on his pit crew, saying, I need clean air. Help me out if you can. 4-tire change and Sunoco Fuel for Larson as he peels out around Harrison Burton. Steve Post.
A little bit tight still for Denny Hamlin. 4 tires. Minor adjustment is what Chris Gabehart is going to do. Minor adjustment for Brad Keselowski as well. 4 tires Sunoco Racing Fuel. Tyler Reddick in the very first pit box. Very happy with his balance. The race off from pit road. Tyler Reddick gets it again. Brad Keselowski second. William Byron, Joey Logano, and Kyle Larson, your front five, Kim Coon.
Martin Truex Jr. in, Ryan Preece in, Daniel Suarez, Chase Elliott. Chase, a slow stop on the pit lane. Also had William Byron, and he complained that the last adjustment did nothing for him. He was really tight. Absolutely no turn in that race car. They made a big chassis adjustment for fresh Goodyear tires, Sunoco Fuel. Also, another car that swung tight that didn't have issues earlier in the race, Bubba Wallace, looking for adjustment to free that up for this last stage.
The Rudy Fugle-led team and driver William Byron, the big winners on the pit lane, gaining 3 spots up to the number 3 position. We're down to 104 laps to go in the Goodyear 400.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Do you have an unused car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or RV taking up space? Put it to good use by donating it to the NASCAR Foundation. Proceeds help fund medical resources for children in our racing community. Your wheels can heal. Call 844-NASCAR-9 and we'll come tow away your vehicle for free. The process is quick and your gift is tax deductible. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to donate your vehicle to the NASCAR Foundation today. Your donation will help our children survive and thrive.
From Darlington Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
102 laps remaining in the Goodyear 400. Under beautiful skies, the stray puffy white cloud coming by. And only other thing worth looking up at right now, Jeff, is that beautiful blue and yellow Goodyear airship that keeps floating overhead.
They do such a good job in our sport, do they not? Entitlement sponsor here at Darlington, the Goodyear 400. We appreciate everything that we get from our friends at Goodyear. And again, everybody now with four Goodyear Eagles bolted onto the car. I've got a stat for you that I'm almost afraid to read, Todd. The Stage 2 winner has yet to finish better than 25th at Darlington in the next-gen car. That does not bode well for the man out front at the moment.
Those records are always made to be broken, right?
For sure.
Yeah, so I would think Tyler Reddick's going to be in the hunt here, but that's an interesting statistic.
It is, but, you know, there's a lot of racing still to go. 101 laps as we come to the line this time by. Take a peek at Shannon Bednarik on top of the stand, and it looks like we will indeed get the one to go this time by. So it's time to choose, Jeff, what lane to restart in.
All right, we'll follow Tyler Reddick back to the choose, and he's going to go to the outside. And as customary, Brad's going to go to the inside of row two. William Byron to the outside. Joey Logano to the outside. So Kyle Larson will fill the inside of row two. Row two will be Byron and Larson, the teammates. Row three will be Denny and Joey Logano. Chris Buescher and Ty Gibbs, Josh Berry and Bubba Wallace make up the top 10. Is there somebody outside of the top 10, Alex, that you're looking at that could be a factor in this thing before it's all said and done?
I haven't seen anybody outside the top 10. I think at this point in the race is going to be a factor to drive up and win unless there's a big crash. But there are some drivers back there like Josh Berry, who's 11th, has yet to score a top 10 finish this season. He could bust in there and do that. Chase Briscoe, Noah Gregson. How about Todd Gilliland in 14th? These are drivers I think are threats to go up and get a good top 10 finish today.
Todd Gilliland has been so fast week in and week out and has just been unable to put that car in the top 10, the top 5. He's been a factor everywhere we go. We'll see what he can do. He'll restart back in 14th up front. Again, it is Tyler Reddick now to the outside, Brad Keselowski to the inside, row 2 teammates William Byron and Kyle Larson.
Here they come up off of turn number 4. Got to wait till they get to the Geico restart zone to get back on the hammer. They'll do that right now, and through the gearbox they go again. Brad Keselowski will match Tyler Reddick stride for stride to 1.
Wheel to wheel into the banking of turn number 1. Keselowski by a nose down low. Oh, Larson's thinking 3 wide. Larson goes to the bottom. Keselowski gets booted up to the top. Kyle Larson to second place. Kyle Larson will grab that spot. Keselowski had to get in line. Here comes William Byron, 3 wide off the end of the back straightaway, and William Byron has to give way.
Yeah, no choice for Willie B but to roll out of the throttle and let him go, at least for this lap. He will tuck back in line and fourth. The problem is when you roll out of the throttle, Dave, and nobody else does, they become all over you, and that's the problem for William right now.
Yeah, the term sitting duck comes immediately to mind. Willie B back to the number 4 spot. Keselowski fights his way back to second. All those shenanigans racing for second has allowed Tyler Reddick now to check out by 7 car lengths.
He has indeed, Mike, and Tyler Reddick's only got 2 words for the rest of the field. Bye-bye. He is gone now. 10, maybe 12 car lengths and only a couple of laps as Brad Keselowski struggles to hang on to second.
Well, everybody behind him was busting their knuckles fighting for second on back, and that allowed Reddick to exit the building. Keselowski a good 7 back off of
turn two.
He rides in second. You got Kyle Larson in third. William Byron in fourth. Joey Logano rounds out the top five. Three wide further back. Here's Gregson to the inside of Gilliland and Briscoe.
Boy, they stack up right there, don't they, Mike? They're going to stay three wide as they make their way off turn number four. That doesn't work very often. It will work this time and give the spot to Noah Gregson. Behind him, you've got Todd Gilliland, and now Austin Cindric is on the move.
Cindric looked three wide to the bottom, thought better of it. We'll keep an eye on Noah Gregson and Todd Gilliland. Gregson got squeezed into the fence a few laps ago by Todd and did not appreciate it.
Closer to the front, Bubba Wallace now dives to the inside of Tyler Reddick for his spot inside the top 10.
Yeah, and Wallace will slide up and try to pinch Ty Gibbs right up against the wall. Gibbs does not lift. He's going to ride right back around Bubba Wallace, and here comes Chris Buescher.
He opens the door upstairs. Chris Buescher will follow him through. Now Bubba Wallace is going to have to try and fight off the advances of Josh Berry.
Ty Gibbs will go to seventh, side by side for eighth. Bubba Wallace now to the inside of Chris Buescher with Josh Berry waiting to see which lane is going to open up.
All right, now back behind Kyle Busch. This is deep in the field. Dave, they are just stacked up and wailing on one another. Kyle Busch is 22nd. You've got Harrison Burton, Austin Dillon, Ryan Preece. Chase Elliott is in this as well as they make their way back towards you.
A little further back, they were just three wide coming off turn four. Kaz Grella got squeezed up into the fence. Chase Elliott, Austin Dillon were in the middle of that. Everybody got away.
Chris Buescher just got pinched into the fence by Bubba Wallace as they race side by side for a spot.
Bubba Wallace goes all the way to the bottom off turn four. He does not want to pinch up Chris Buescher against the wall again. Wallace will give up the spot. Buescher drives away. Here comes Josh Berry.
Apparently with the advent of the final stage, all that cooperation we saw early has gone out the window. Bubba Wallace now under the gun from Josh Berry.
Buescher will go to eighth. Bubba Wallace falls to ninth. Josh Berry sitting right there in tenth. Berry not breaking out of line, following Bubba through this time.
200 laps are now complete. There are 93 that remain, and it's Tyler Reddick, it's Brad Keselowski, Kyle Larson, William Byron, and Joey Logano. That's your top five. Denny Hamlin, sixth. Ty Gibbs battling with Chris Buescher for seventh. Bubba Wallace backsliding to ninth in front of Josh Berry, Alex Hayden.
And the driver that is just a head scratcher. We talked about some drivers who's been at the top of the leaderboard. Some have dropped down the leaderboard and have struggled somewhat through today. One driver that is just struggling is Christopher Bell. He's all the way back in the 29th position right now. Steve Post, if you were to chart this season's finishes for Christopher Bell and that team, you would have an awful lot of ink on a piece of paper.
Yeah, because it's not been what they're looking for. The one thing they have is fast race cars, but they have not gotten any results. We talked to Christopher a couple weeks ago, and he said, man, I'd just be happy with the top 10 and finish the race. And so that's where they were at with that. When we look at today, he started off and he's ran toward the back half of the top half early in this race, but the car just has gotten tight and they cannot handle it. Now, he had a moment or something here in this run where he lost a bunch of spots. He's not said anything on the radio. Spotter just said to him, you're good right now. Let's start picking them off. Your lap times are really good. But still, this is not what we expect from Christopher Bell. We expect a good day today was running inside the top 10. His team is still just trying to find their footing here in the 2024 season, and they've got a lot of work to do now as they've lost a bunch of spots since the green flag.
And just to put a bow on that, Alex, you're exactly right. Six top 10 finishes this season for C. Bell. Five times he's finished outside of the top 30. And right now, he is running in position number 29, talking about Christopher Bell.
89 laps to go in the Goodyear 400. Tyler Reddick's lead is up to 2 full seconds now on second place Brad Keselowski. Kyle Larson still third, William Byron fourth, and Joey Logano rounds out the top five.
The NASCAR Powerball Playoff is back and ready to make a new millionaire in victory lane. Last year, it happened to Stephanie. This year, it could be you winning $1 million at NASCAR Championship Weekend. Head to Powerball.com for the list of participating lotteries and join the race for $1 million. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff.
Are you ready for sights, sounds, and speed that'll shake you to your core?
to see NASCAR stars like Ryan Blaney, Chase Elliott, Bubba Wallace, Denny Hamlin, and Ross Chastain attack the asphalt? Are you ready to make memories that'll last a lifetime? Yeah? You're ready? Then we got one more question. What are you waiting for? To experience the thrill of a NASCAR race in person, visit NASCAR.com/tickets.
Tyler Reddick's lead now up to 2.3 seconds over second place Brad Keselowski. Third continues to be Kyle Larson. We're down to 87 laps to go. From Darlington Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, you have some great used vehicles in stock, some with only 4,000 miles. Tell us about it.
We've got great used vehicles on our lot. We've got vehicles on our lot as low as 4,000 and 5,000 miles, and these are used cars. We've got a great selection of used trucks. We've got cars, trucks, SUVs, crossovers, edges. So come and see me, Tom Heffernan, Tom Heffernan Ford, in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota. Where cars and trucks lay eggs, they're cheaper in a country.
It's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. Tractor Central's Model Year 2023 Green Tag Closeout offers big savings on new John Deere riding lawn tractors and zero-turn mowers. While supplies last, you'll save $300 on remaining X300 series lawn tractors, $500 to $700 on garden tractors, up to $1,000 on John Deere zero-turn mowers. Get started today at TractorCentral.com. Offer ends June 3rd, 2024.
It's a John Deere day.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday, at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Reddick's lead is up now to 2.7 seconds over Brad Keselowski, but don't fret if you're a fan of anybody other than Tyler Reddick. A lot of racing still to go, 84 laps, and this is, after all, Darlington.
Yeah, let's take a look at what Tyler Reddick needs to do to close it out and win this race. The keys to winning presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs. Protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. The keys to winning presented by Progressive Insurance.
Back on NASCAR Live race day earlier today, William Byron gave us our first progressive key to winning the race. Make sure you stay on top of it. You're going to have some short runs and you're going to have some longer green flag runs. Make sure that you as a driver and your team continue to adjust on your race car and make the tires happy, meaning don't be too aggressive with those tires and scrub them too much and really get yourself in a bind. Our second progressive key to winning today's race from Martin Truex Jr. He said, got to keep up with the racetrack. It is going to change throughout the running of the race from green flag to checkered flag with the sun beating straight down on the racetrack to at least to where we are right now. Turns 3 and 4, the groove up against the wall is now in the shade. And Harrison Burton gave us our third key to winning here at Darlington Raceway. And I liked it. Turns 1 and 2 are for show. It's flashy and it's fast. But if you want to win, turns 3 and 4, that's where you set up the competition to make it happen.
Billy Scott, the crew chief for Tyler Reddick. Our crew chief up here in the booth is Todd Gordon. Todd, you've had cars that have been this good. They're very good. But we've got 80 laps to go here in this event, the Goodyear 400, Darlington Raceway. As a crew chief right now, what are you and the team doing to make sure that this car doesn't fall off before it's all said and done?
Well, we're just coaching them through the fact of what we think that the competitors have for strengths against us. And obviously, our short run speed right now is really good for them. The other piece I want to look at, this is going to be a 101-lap run. It's a little bit longer than stage one or two. Just trying to be on the lookout for anybody that might want to double stop this one, coming at around lap 225. It just be aware of what happens with the cycle.
What does it say, Jeff, about the level of competition here with the next-gen car and the caliber of drivers and teams we have here, that we are 213 of 293 laps complete in the Goodyear 400? We still have 33 cars on the lead lap.
Yeah, and the fact that you've got a driver like Tyler Reddick and a team like 2311 that is performing at this level. Mike Bagley, it's been a good one from second on back, because this day so far has belonged to the driver that is making his way towards you right now.
It has been a great day from second on back, but for those drivers and those teams, I'm sure it's been a frustrating one, because you want to go up there and you want to challenge for the lead, you want to take the lead, but you don't want to rough up the equipment. You don't want to overextend the tires and put yourself in a bind. So you're kind of helpless right now. You can't go up and get it. You just have to let the lead come back to you or hope that Tyler Reddick has some sort of a challenge and let the race naturally fall back to you.
We've run now, Dave Moody, 215 laps in the Goodyear 400. I know at one of the caution flags you were counting the Darlington stripes out there. Tough to do right now when they're whipping by you at your feet against the wall, but I would say at least half have a Darlington stripe. What do you think?
Yeah, more than half way back at that point did. We were at 25 at that juncture, and that was late in stage number one. So, yeah, the Darlington stripes, as usual, are out in force. And as far as Tyler Reddick's concerned, I'll remind that, you know, he had a huge lead in the second stage, too. And in about the final 12 to 15 laps, that car fell off the table, and he very nearly got run down by Ty Gibbs before the end of the stage.
76 laps to go. Tyler Reddick, Brad Keselowski, Kyle Larson, and William Byron. That is your top five. The good battle is from sixth on back. You've got Joey Logano, Denny Hamlin, and Ty Gibbs, Dave.
It's been kind of a quiet afternoon for Logano and Hamlin, but they are just lurking there in the second five. Logano over Hamlin by about three car lengths.
And then Ty Gibbs running in seventh finds himself in territory that he was not in at the start of the race, trying to regain the lost ground with a couple of veterans in front of him.
Continuing to work around this track, racing the racetrack, Chris Wilner, Kyle Larson, they've had some issues on the pit lane today, but currently sits in the number three spot.
And that was courtesy also that last pit stop. Kyle Larson thanking his crew for getting him out, and obviously we saw him pass for that third position. Now for Kyle Larson, riding at this point through this third stage, it's all about managing the gap to Tyler Reddick. Crew chief Cliff Daniels has been over the radio saying, we're waiting to watch where the 45 of Reddick hits lap traffic. That's when I want you to pounce. Up until that point, I want you to save everything you can on those right front tire as well as your rear tires, avoiding any sort of slip so Larson can pounce when the time comes. So like Todd Gordon mentioned, kind of sizing up the competition, where you stack up, that's what Cliff Daniels is doing with his driver Kyle Larson right now.
Well, that sounds like a good plan, but just keep in mind that Kyle Larson is 5 seconds behind the race leader Tyler Reddick. 73 laps to go. It's Reddick, Keselowski, Larson, William Byron, and Joey Logano.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with GEICO, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
NASCAR history.
Denny wins his 200th career NASCAR victory.
Told by the people who made that history.
President Reagan was there. He got us on the front page and we got him in the sports page. It was a good trade-off from that standpoint.
Motor Racing Network's NASCAR Live presents podcast The Road to Royalty. Jeff Gordon. A colorful career. 50 years of MRN. The 1993 season. Junior's journey. And more. Search for NASCAR Live on your favorite podcast platform.
Chris Wilner just a moment ago talking about the strategy for Larson. Before we took the break, Larson was some 5 seconds behind Tyler Reddick. He's not anymore. He's cut a second and a half off of that in just two laps. It continues to be Tyler, though, out front. Tyler Reddick, Brad Keselowski, Kyle Larson, William Byron, and Joey Logano, 70 to go next time by. From Darlington Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters, Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
And just like that, we have a battle for the lead in turn one.
Lap traffic, two abreast in front of the leader, and Tyler Reddick has backslid into the jaws of Brad Keselowski.
Brad took a look to the inside in three last time through, couldn't get it done. Lap traffic still double wide. Reddick to the bottom, Brad even lower, wheel to wheel for the lead in Darlington.
And they're going to go three wide with the lap car of John Hunter Nemechek topside. They're going to stay side by side now, two wide for the lead. New race leader at the start-finish line, Brad Keselowski. Leads at Darlington.
The Castrol Ford Mustang Dark Horse goes to the point, but he's not out of the woods yet. More lap traffic dead ahead. He'll deal with Daniel Hemric off too.
We have chatted about the veteran status of some drivers all day. That was a veteran move by Brad Keselowski. Set him up, reeled him in, passed him, and now he's pulled away by Carlay.
The driver that won here back in 2018 is now leading at the Darlington Raceway, and that is Brad Keselowski. Tyler Redd, Kyle Larson, William Byron, and Joey Logano. And just like that, we are seeing drivers come to pit road. The first one to hit their marks, Chase Elliott in front of Kim Coon.
And they have had track position, no track position all day, needed to do something different, decided they want to be on the front end of these green flag stops. Chase complaining way too tight on that machine as he and Martin Truex Jr. both make stops on lap 227.
As we look up the entrance to pit road, here comes Ricky Stenhouse Jr. on the pit lane. He slows down to 45 miles per hour. Meanwhile, the Xfinity fastest lap of the race has been run by Tyler Reddick. He turned a lap at 167.021 miles per hour. Xfinity keeps NASCAR fans in the zone with ultra-low lag and connection you can rely on. Stream NASCAR from the best seat in the house with Xfinity, because you can only live once. Learn more at Xfinity.com.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Chase Elliott did not kick the door open. We have not seen anybody else come to pit road. Todd, as a crew chief, you just saw Chase, you just saw Ricky on pit road. What are you going
to
do?
Yeah, I think as far as back as they were, I think they had to call a different strategy. If I'm racing up front for the lead, I know that the top 15 cars are staying on this strategy of split in half. I think we're going to come somewhere around 235 to 240.
More cars coming off the racetrack. Here is the green, blue, and white fifth third bank Ford Mustang Dark Horse. It's Chris Buescher headed to Steve Post.
Yes, indeed. Chris Buescher brings that Ford Mustang Dark Horse in. 3, 2, 1. Hits the marks. Crew around to the right side. Going to be four tires, of course. A chassis, or a windshield tear off. A little bit of Sunoco racing fuel. And Chris Buescher is down and away. Chris Wilner.
Ty Gibbs is in already to the left side of that Toyota Camry. Four tires. Change full of Sunoco fuel, slight air pressure adjustment. Gibbs decided to split the stage into thirds there at the last minute.
So now the door is indeed open. How soon will the others come to pit road if they're going to split the stage, like the postman and like Chris Wilner just pointed out? Right now it continues to be Brad over Tyler Reddick, Brad Keselowski that is. Tyler Reddick, Kyle Larson, William Byron, Joey Logano, top five Alex at the moment, then Denny Hamlin, Josh Berry, Chase Briscoe, Bubba Wallace, and Todd Gilliland.
Yeah, and Brad Keselowski, you got to give credit where credit's due. He's been able to run down Reddick and using the slower traffic, but Dave, Brad Keselowski's had a much better car handling to get around this slower traffic.
Yeah, you're right about that, and I think that has to do in large part, Alex, with the fact that he babied that car for most of this run. Was content to run half a straightaway or more behind in second place, but when it came time to light the rockets and go for that lead, he's had the car to do it.
Brad Keselowski right now, the leader at Darlington, 60 laps to go. Steve Post, what are they saying about Brad?
What exactly Dave said, first and foremost, they start with a really, really good long run car. They know they've had the upper hand in the long run. He just literally took his time. We're into the longer run, and he mashed the gas, and he had a much better car than Tyler Reddick does at this point. So Dave Moody was spot on. Brad Keselowski Suzuki. Really, really good on the long runs. By the way, Tyler Reddick was warned that the six car is one of the cars that's good on the long run. Kim, there's a car in front of you.
It would be the car of Eric Jones making his green flag stop. Eric complaining he is so loose out of the racetrack. Slight air pressure adjustment on those four fresh Goodyear tires. Sunoco fuel as Ryan Preece's crew gets ready. The pit board sign is out. It's not up yet. So we do expect more cars on pit lane shortly.
So if you're new to NASCAR racing, Kim used a great term there. That Eric Jones said the car is loose, but it's out of the racetrack. What does out of the racetrack mean?
That's a great question. It's meaning that the tires just don't feel like they're down in it, like you're up on top of it. To the average person, if you've driven in snow, it's like there's snow under your tires. You just don't feel like you've got grip. You don't feel like either end. It's not just loose or tight. It's a fact that the whole car is just up kind of on top of the racetrack and sliding around.
Ryan Preece is on pit road. Kim Kuhn is there.
And the crew makes their way around the front nose of that car. They already put on right side tires.
Kyle Larson is in the wall. He drifted up high, walloped the wall at the exit of the second turn.
So we stay under the green flag. Kyle Larson limping that car. He's going to absolutely... Oh, they're now stacking up behind him. Joey Logano and Ty Gibbs played bumper cars as they came closing in on the slower car of Kaz. Or check that. That car back there is the Derek Krause car, and that created chain reaction. But here is the wounded car of Kyle Larson on the pit lane.
And the four tire change is going to ensue. This is not a scheduled stop, obviously. Cliff Daniels saying make sure everything looks good on all four sides, and it's no damage for Kyle Larson. He's quickly down and away, so just an early stop after getting into the wall.
And that stop will come on lap 236. Todd Gilliland now making a stop
here. No rear grip on the Todd Gilliland machine. Tight center. It's going to be four fresh Goodyear tires. Sunoco fuel. Here comes Tyler Reddick. He is headed your way, Steve Pope.
Tyler Reddick bringing his car down. Lap number 237. Also, Brad Keselowski's crew is on pit wall. Here's Reddick into the attention of his crew. Has the very first pit box down here in turn number one. Crew around to the right side of it. The car got loose in traffic. So going to be right side tires, now left side tires, and air pressure adjustment. The call for Tyler Reddick, sending him back onto the racetrack. Kim?
And Josh Berry finishing up his service. He said he was tight, one and two to fire up. Then it builds free. Four fresh Goodyear tires. Sunoco fuel. More stops, including in front of Chris Wilner.
And it was Noah Gregson that was in for a four-tire change, but here comes more, including Bubba Wallace and Brad Keselowski down to Steve Pose.
Brad Keselowski is in smoke boiling out from the right front of that car. That's just a natural thing. That looked like a good pit stop. Four-tire Sunoco Racing Fuel. Brad Keselowski down and away. Joey Logano puts together a good run here tonight. Here he is. Four-tire Sunoco Racing Fuel as well for Joey Logano, Kim.
New team service for Bubba Wallace and Alex Bowman getting those fresh Goodyear sticker tires. Sunoco fuel. Both of those race cars complaining though of tight conditions. They'll take air pressure adjustment on their sticker tires as four cars are headed down the pit lane. Chris Wilner.
Nobody left on my end of pit road except for a few stragglers. So looks like we may be done here with green flag pit stops, but a lot of drama here on pit road.
Here comes now current race leader William Byron off the racetrack. Kim Kuhn
running the firestorm. Jeff Gordon throwback scheme with those flames along the front end of the race car comes to a stop in front of his crew. Williams said, I actually think I'm the most balanced I've been all day. I just need a little bit of help. They make a very, very slight chassis adjustment. Four fresh Goodyear tires. Sunoco fuel. Steve Post.
The bright purple Yahoo colors on the Denny Hamlin car. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel, and they are still fighting a tight condition for Denny Hamlin. Down and away, made an air pressure adjustment. There goes Denny Hamlin back out onto the speedway here. Lap number 240 might be the final pit stop of the afternoon here in Darlington.
Not everybody has pitted yet. Carson Hocevar has taken over as the race leader here at Darlington, but again, he has yet to come to pit road. Hocevar, the new race leader in front of Daniel Suarez. And again, those drivers will need to come to pit road soon.
This season, Toyota Racing is looking for jugglers.
Aha!
Not the ones who toss balls or rings. Fans that can juggle the rigors of a 10-month-long season across many different racing circuits.
Well, what if I added knives?
What if you added GR Cup, Formula Drift, and off-road racing?
If you can juggle it all, then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places.
Formula Drift is a registered trademark of Formula Drifts Holdings, LLC.
NASCAR Street Race Weekend, presented by Xfinity, is coming back to Chicago. A 4th of July weekend festival with the Black Keys and the Chainsmokers on Saturday and Lauren Elena and Keith Urban on Sunday. Plus, NASCAR's brightest stars lighting up the streets.
NASCAR is racing in the streets of Chicago.
The Chicago Street Race Weekend, July 6th and 7th. For tickets and experiences, visit NASCARChicago.com.
50 laps to go. Hosovar will give up the lead. He will come to pit road. Back out front, Brad Keselowski over Tyler Reddick and Ty Gibbs. That's your top three at the moment from Darlington Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731. Copyright 2019. All rights reserved.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
Forty-six to go. Next time by for Brad Keselowski. He is back out front here at the Darlington Raceway. In fact, after this round of green flag stops, Alex, why don't we tell everybody where their favorite driver is running at the moment. 46 to go, presented by Napa. When it comes to brakes, Napa Silent Guard brakes deliver noise-reducing OE quality performance drivers demand. Available now at Napa.
With 47 laps to go, Brad Keselowski with a slim lead over Tyler Reddick, who is second. Then you've got Ty Gibbs third, Chris Buescher is fourth, and Kyle Larson is fifth. William Byron now up to sixth as he's just gotten by Joey Logano to put Logano seventh. Josh Berry is eighth, ninth is Chase Briscoe, and tenth is Ross Chastain.
11th is Kyle Busch. 12th is Chase Elliott, Justin Haley 13th, and Todd Gilliland 14th. Denny Hamlin.
Trouble, turn two, Kyle Busch up into the outside retaining wall. Field scatters to get by as he's done some damage to the right front corner.
Well, he was as high up in the leaderboard running as he's been all day, and now that all goes away. We'll wait for it to recycle. Kyle was running 11th at the time. He won't be now. Ross Chastain running in position number 10. Justin Haley 11th, Chase Elliott now up to 12th, then Todd Gilliland. Denny Hamlin and Noah Gregson, that's your top 15. Bubba Wallace, 16th. Kyle Busch is backslid to 17th. Then Alex Bowman, Michael McDowell, and Christopher Bell, top 20.
21st is Martin Truex Jr. 22nd is Kaz Grala. 23rd is Corey LaJoie. 24th, Eric Jones. 25th, Ryan Preece. 26th is Harrison Burton. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is 27th. Austin Cindric is 28th. Derek Krause is 29th. 30th is Daniel Hemric.
And 31st on the leaderboard now, Carson Hocevar. Austin Dillon, 32nd. Daniel Suarez, 33rd. John Hunter Nemechek, 34th. These two cars out of the race. Zane Smith, 35th. And Ryan Blaney, 36.
Kyle Busch, Jeff mentioned, got as high as the top 10, but Chris Wilner back on the pit lane.
He was, because he hit the wall there just about a lap ago. He radioed to the crew and said, I think I got a tire going down. So Kyle Busch brought it down to his crew. A four-tire change, but again, a day that was bad has just gotten worse for Kyle Busch.
Got a battle for the lead shaping up. Tyler Reddick has run down Brad. We'll get you back to the track here in just a moment.
I'm what you might call very good at hide-and-seek. And since we got Xfinity, we have Wi-Fi all over the house, even in my super-secret hiding spots. So I can kill time in here by streaming my favorite...
Ha! Found ya.
How?
You left to find my tablet on.
Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi on the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
NASCAR fans, the time is now to turn your love of racing into free tickets, merchandise, VIP experiences, and much, much more. Rack up fan rewards points by watching races at home, playing fantasy, completing challenges, and visiting tracks. Then redeem your points for epic prizes. You are in the driver's seat. What are you waiting for? Sign up for the free NASCAR Fan Rewards loyalty program today at nascar.com/fanrewards.
Welcome back. We got trouble up in turn number three. Kyle Larson has turned his car around. Mike Bagley, at your feet.
And it happened all by himself. He was in traffic. He didn't make any contact with anyone. That back end just snapped around on that Chevrolet, and he hit driver's side first into the safer barrier. Everybody scattered to avoid, but right now Kyle Larson has come to rest on the bottom of the racetrack in the racing groove, facing the wrong direction.
We're under caution for the sixth time in the Goodyear 400 with 40 laps to go, and Brad Keselowski, the race leader. From Darlington Raceway, this is the Motor Race.